Tonight, US embassies and consulates under attack from Iran, with US citizens trapped in the war-torn region. The State Department now scrambling to secure military aircraft and charter planes to get them out, after telling Americans in 14 countries to evacuate. Tonight, video verified by ABC News shows an Iranian drone slamming into the US consulate in Dubai. The explosion and fire in a parking lot next to the consulate. The US embassy in Amman, Jordan, also targeted. And drone strikes shutting down the US embassy in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia. Officials say so far no one's been injured in these strikes. And tonight, with Americans stranded across the Middle East, our Karen Travers asking President Trump, was there not a plan for this before attacking Iran?
Commercial air travel right now is severely restricted in the Middle East, and thousands of Americans are stranded. Why wasn't there an evacuation plan, and will you send planes to get people out?
Well, because it happened all very quickly.
Late today, Secretary of State Marco Rubio on the plan to get Americans out.
And it'll be a variety of methods, charter flights, military flights and transports, expanded commercial opportunities, and in some cases, land routes that will allow them to go to neighboring countries who might have open airports at that point.
Tonight, the president saying he was, quote, surprised by the scope of Iran's retaliation across the region, even though Iran had clearly warned how it would respond.
I was surprised. I think it, and now those countries are all fighting against them and fighting strongly against them.